It's amazing because what we once saw in communist countries like China with social score, with them tracking your social media, with them punishing for social media posts, we're now hearing from Kamala a clip where she is planning on doing the same thing.
We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Wow.
And it's not just Kamala. You're hearing the same thing from Australia, too, where they're telling you that they are actively monitoring your posts. And even if you accidentally reshare a post, you will face punishment. You will face punishment and possible jail sentences if you post the wrong thing.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offense. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media. Their job is to look for this material and then follow up with identification arrests and so forth. So it's a really, really serious. People might think they're not doing anything harmful. They are, and the consequences will be visited upon them.
The scriptures warn us that Satan comes as an angel of light. And Satan is coming under the agenda of public peace. He is coming under the agenda of trying to bring one world utopia. But what he's really doing is slowly, but surely, the same social score that you saw in China implemented years ago, it's now being implemented worldwide. It's just coming in the form of censorship versus in the form of a mandated social score.
This is a YouTube video from a future. Not the future. Just a future.
From January, every citizen of England and Wales will have a new social credit score. Government and private companies may use your social credit score to make decisions about you. For example, your score could affect the deposit you're asked to pay when renting a home. It could also give you discounts when you're shopping, put you in the priority queue for a new passport, or help you access some healthcare services more quickly. Your social credit score is based on information that the government already knows. The electoral roll, tax payments, criminal records, property ownership, and travel history. If you want to increase your score, you can choose to share more personal information securely with our certified partner companies. Information like your credit card purchases, communications and health information from your phone, energy use data from your smart meter, and your viewing and listening history from streaming companies. That information helps our carefully selected machine learning systems trust you, your friends, and your family. Plus, you can get fun tips on how to increase your score on the Social Credit app. Your social credit score is also affected by the scores of the people you live, work, and spend time with. Everyone's score is public by default. You can check it on the Social Credit app so you can make informed decisions about your life. You can hide your score, but in some cases, this may cause it to drop. Some things, like disruptive actions, hiding your data trail, or making decisions that harm others, could lower your score over time. If this happens, you may find it harder to access certain government and private services. So if you have an old housemate, friend, or relative that you don't spend time with anymore, you may want to file a formal notice of disassociation on the Social Credit app. If you're a dual citizen of Scotland or any other European Union nation, then privacy laws mean we can't give you a social credit score. Because of that, your access to some government and private services may be limited. If you're a citizen of Google, Facebook, or another corporation, please refer to their support pages for advice. Social credit scores, from the Department for Community and Culture. helping us to help you.
Make no mistake about it, there is a social score. At least in China, you know what you need to do to have a good score. In America, in Australia, in Europe, you don't know. They can make up the new regulation as they go. And it's now also moving towards the policing of humanity, where AI and the Internet of Things is being used to predict crime. And as they're getting better and better and better at being able to read human thoughts, and we'll show you a clip in a moment of them actually putting this to practice already, AI is already being used by police departments to predict crime. This is straight out of that Minority Report movie with Tom Cruise. I don't know if you remember that they could actually predict crime, right? And a lot of these predictive programming type of films, they tell you a lot of truth in plain sight right there for you to see it. I've been doing YouTube videos, Glory to Jesus Christ, since 2007. And I remember that when me and other brothers would talk about this topic in 2010, 11, 12, and so forth, people would think that we were crazy. They would say that you don't know what you're talking about and so forth. But sometimes you see the things ahead of time because they're in plain sight. And what you're seeing now is the same thing. It's the very, very same thing. You're seeing that they're clearly telling you what their agenda and what their plans are right before your very eyes. And as they're pushing the digital ID, right, in the United States of America, we had to renew our ID shortly before, I think like a year ago, because it expired. And when you walk out of there, you walk out with something that's called the real ID. Well, some nations are pushing it past the point of a real ID and they're doing a digital ID. And the issue that I have with a lot of these digital IDs is the same issue that I have with digital ownership, right? There was a point in time in this country that if you owned the video game, it was your video game. You owned the case, you owned the video game, you can use it whenever you want to use it, you can sell it whenever you want to sell it. It was an intellectual property of yours. Now, all you own is a license. So whenever you put that game in a console, as an example, all you have is a license. If a company decides to no longer support a video game, you simply do not have access to that anymore. It's a license-based society with Spotify. You no longer own a CD. You pay a subscription, right? With Netflix, you no longer own a DVD. You pay a subscription to watch certain films. You're paying a license fee, all right? Does this begin to now ring a little bit of a memory to you that you will own nothing and you will be happy? That's the society and that's the world that we're slowly but surely headed towards. And as they begin to police your thoughts and their technology begins to become more and more popularized, they're practicing to be able to read your thoughts and put them into a CD and hand it over to the police. And then they can possibly prosecute you, not based on anything you've done, based on intrusive thoughts. You see, the Word of God knows that you may have intrusive thoughts. That's why the Word of God tells you to cast down imaginations and take them to the Word of God. And imagine the thousands of thoughts that go in your mind on a daily basis that you don't act on because they're temptations and they're demonic sometimes. But imagine a day and age where we live in a world that when they see your intrusive thoughts, they can say, that person right there, that person's dangerous to society because they thought this. AI can say that person right there, their demographic, their culture, the videos that they've made, and now they're having these thoughts as well. There's a probability that they could be a disruption to society. We need to do something about that.
But experts say pre-crime predictions are already possible. And we don't need psychics to make them. We just need artificial intelligence, AI. Data analysts and social scientists at the University of Chicago say that they've developed an algorithm that can predict future crimes 1 week in advance. They loaded it with 3 years' worth of data, focusing on violent crimes like homicide and assault, and property crimes like burglary and car theft. Then the algorithm divided the city into tiles, roughly 1,000 feet apart, and calculated hotspots based on where the recent crimes happened. A week later, when the team reviewed the actual police blotters, they found that 90% of Chicago's murders, assaults, and thefts had happened in the hotspots selected by the algorithm. They tried the model in 7 other cities, and the results were almost identical. But what about catching or even preempting the perps? It turns out the algorithm can help with that too. Chicago police used it to compile a list of people who might one day be involved in a violent crime, either as a victim or a perpetrator. The list was made up of people who spent time in one of the algorithm's hotspots and whose demographics, their age, gender, and race, match criminals and victims of the past. Other AI crime models take it a step further. For years now, judges and parole officers have been using artificial intelligence to calculate an inmate's chance of reoffending. Factors that play in those algorithms include prior convictions, education, and past employment. The model then calculates just how likely that person is to commit another crime and what crime it might be. The ultimate goal, say the promoters of AI-based crime fighting, is to combine these models to pinpoint where a crime might happen, who the victim might be, and which potential suspects were in the area at the time.
This is not the stuff of movies anymore. This is the reality that we're headed towards as we head into the next few years in this world. I'm not saying this for you to be fearful. I'm saying this for you to have wisdom and be wise, and be as wise as you possibly can. For we're headed towards moments where the Antichrist, you see the empire slowly rise out of the ashes, okay? And you see all of these things start to take place, that you're going to see some fearful sights in the heavens.
All right, get ready, because tonight's Future of Everything is mind-bending, or actually mind-reading, because it's looking a lot more like AI is capable of reading our thoughts. And we're not just talking about it predicting what kind of TikTok we want to see next or what kind of product we might buy. This next breakthrough is a lot deeper, all the way down to the very tissue of our brains, where researchers have used AI to translate brain scans into text. Now, for the study, scientists at UT Austin created a 3D view of a person's brain while they listened, watched, or imagined a story. And see, we've got it for you right there. That pink stuff, all that pink stuff means above average brain activity, and the blue spots have below average brain activity. And to us, we see that and we're like, okay, that part's activated, that part's not. But researchers say the AI was able to read the brain waves and translate all of that that you're seeing right there into English and turn it into what looks like inner dialogue.
That you're going to see some things that are going to make you question everything. But that'll only happen if you're not ready for those moments. And this is why God tells you on a constant basis to test yourself to see whether you be in the faith. This is why God wants to renew your mind today. This is why God wants to renew your strength today. Maybe you've had a rough week. Maybe you've had a rough year. Maybe the last 10 years have wore you out and you're striving to do the best you can, but it's just very overwhelming today. I want to pray with you just a moment. And remind you that the King of Kings that we serve, that he has already overcome. We're just witnessing all of the things happen right before our very eyes, but make no mistake about it, Jesus has already won. And the spirit of fear has no place in our life. We talk about these topics to stay up to date on things and to use wisdom and to get prepared. But make no mistake about it, this battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. And today is a good time for us to submit our battle to him. And to begin to learn all of the lessons that he has for us to prepare us for such a day that may arrive on earth. Heavenly Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your kindness with us every single day. You're so kind. You're merciful. You're patient. You convict us every day. Like a good daddy, you check up on us every day. Like a good daddy, you tell us what to do, what not to do. You warn us. And like a good father, when we fall, you're there to convict us so that we can repent. And then you pick us right up and you lead us into awesome, awesome ways. I don't know what we would do without you. Thank you. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Father, we don't know what lies ahead. All we can do is prepare to the best of our abilities. But Heavenly Father, allow us never, never, never to use self-reliance. Allow us to understand, like in 2 Chronicles 20:12, that we may not know what to do, but our eyesight will always be placed on you. If there's someone who needs a little bit of refreshment in their heart right now where they're at listening to this video, touch their hearts in the name of Jesus. God knows all of the tears that you've poured out in bed. God knows all of the moments that you've simply had to break down because you didn't know what else to do. He knows and he understands. Right there where you're at, just lean upon him. Cast your anxieties upon him and know that it's going to be okay. What the enemy meant for bad, God will use for good. In Jesus' name, amen. I am so grateful to you. You made it to the end of the video. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. Would you mind pressing the thumbs up button if you were encouraged by this video? And also share it with a friend and their family member. Share it on Facebook, share it somewhere else, and subscribe because we have weekly content on here. In addition, thank you for those that are considering supporting this ministry. This is a non-monetized channel, and your support goes a long way. God bless you always, always, always. And we have a daily encouragement channel. Okay, it's a mixture of devotionals and live services. I'm going to put it on the screen. It's free, doesn't cost you anything. If you're looking for some short daily encouragement, that's the channel for you. Check it out today and subscribe there as well. God bless you and your family.